With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A state judge has struck down North Dakota's ban on abortion, saying that the state constitution creates a fundamental right to access abortion before an unborn baby is viable. State District Judge Bruce Romanek also said in his ruling that the law violates the state constitution because it's too vague. Secretary of State Blinken wrapping up a three-nation Ukraine-focused European tour of Poland. Blinken says the U.S. has been flexible throughout the war.
As we go forward, we will do exactly what we have already done, which is we will adjust, we'll adapt as necessary, including with regard to the means that are at Ukraine's disposal to effectively defend against the Russian aggression.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are set to meet on Friday amid signs both Washington and London are growing more receptive to allowing the Ukrainians to use their arms to hit targets farther inside Russia than previously okayed. Also at SRNNews.com, devastating wildfires sweeping across Southern California hillsides.
Three major wildfires burning in the mountains east of Los Angeles have torched dozens of homes and forced thousands to flee. And while there have been no deaths, at least a dozen people, mainly firefighters, have been treated for injuries.
Fuel moisture is at critical levels.
At a briefing covered by KABC, Orange County Fire Chief Kevin Fetterman spoke about the challenges.
Some of these areas haven't burned in decades. The terrain and topography have presented extreme challenges.
Firefighters have been working in steep terrain in temperatures over 100 degrees, but cooler weather is expected for the rest of the week. As of Wednesday night, the airport fire had burned over 35 square miles and was 5% contained. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is SRN News. A California school goes all in on Christian filmmaking. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Biola University has begun construction of a state-of-the-art 45,000-square-foot studio facility that was bankrolled in part by Lindsay Snyder Ellingson, owner of In-N-Out Burger. Biola is already a major force teaching future Christian movie makers. It has been called one of the top film schools in America by such publications as Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, even as Christian movies have been surging at the box office. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender woman of member of Congress. In November, State Senator Sarah McBride, a man living as a woman, won the Democratic primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives this week. McBride raised almost $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations around the country. This is SRN News. Amid the explosion of legal gambling in the U.S., some things have remained off-limits, including betting on the outcome of U.S. elections.
Unbelievably, that could be about to change. A federal judge in Washington has struck down a decision by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to prohibit a company from offering what amounts to bets on the outcome of congressional elections. But the matter is on hold at least through a planned hearing Thursday involving a New York company's plan to take what amounts to bets on control of Congress in this fall's elections. Keith Peters reporting.
The percentage of U.S. residents born outside the country reached its highest level in more than a century in 2023. One of the findings of a survey of American life released by the U.S. Census Bureau. Foreign-born population rose last year and accounted for 14.3% of the country's people. More details at srnnews.com.